program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Gang bang the chicken. Gang bang the chicken, baby. Gang bang the chicken. Gang bang the chicken. Gang bang the chicken. Gang bang the chicken, baby.
Do we have ignition? Do we have ignition? Yes, I think we're on. Oh, welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse here on WREK Atlanta. And welcome to a very, very slack show tonight. And we've got a full complement in the house. It's not just me for a change. Tonight we also have Doc P. Ellis, Dr. Bug Bladder, and Ted Mann of the Lymph Node Institute, and Dr. X Topper from a strange, hitherto unknown clench. And I really have nothing planned, so this is the slackest I've been in a long time. So why doesn't somebody sidle up to the mic and...
Why do we have all these people here tonight?
Well, it's a good idea. Wait, no, that couldn't be it. I mean, look at us.
We don't do that around here.
Well,
something happening?
Gangbang! Sex orgy! Gangbang!
Yeah, well,
aside from that.
Well, yeah, it's a bit of a gangbang, so to speak, just because of I guess the numbers involved. But
I think a contributing factor might have been we passed a disco party bus on the way over here.
Whoa! Now, I've heard that there's a wave of those going around. I haven't caught one yet.
Where did you go today,
Tim? I went to Dragon Con.
Does that have something to do with it?
Oh! Maybe that's why everyone's around.
Well, if not, I'll make it.
Gangbang, we'll all make
all right.
It!
Well,
get away from me with that.
Why don't I play some crap? Why don't I play something by Ted Mann?
Yeah!
I really would like to hear Arg.
Go for it, anything
you
want.
Can you tell us anything about this song, Ted Mann?
This song, Arg, is my favorite. It's not an instrumental, it's acoustic. It's an acoustic hate song! With all everything to do with hippies and Seattle and how they destroyed rock and roll.
Oh, those are beautiful sentiments.
but what they did to it is practically unforgivable. And, I guess since we passed 2000, that song is pretty much dated. But I think I'd like to keep it the way it is anyway because it's my little time machine.
Mm-hmm. It is archival importance.
We are still past 2000.
Yes, but... You know, this way I could say I was there in the 90s. I didn't like it, but I was there. This is what I get for living in the 90s for 10 years. This is my ode to the 90s. This is a song called Arg!
Thank you. finally reached 2000, and I've had it with this retro disc. The 90s have been squished by what's supposed to be Generation X. You bratty kids now think you're hippies and think it's time for peace and love again. I say we should nuke Seattle and kill all his progeny. Your grunge rock bands of new age sound just like each other to me. I hope you all follow Kurt Cobain's example and shoot yourselves today. It's like living in the 60s all over and over again. I'd like to live in a world where the boys and the girls can play with themselves or each other, just like back in the good old days. Since we skipped a generation and brought the psychedelic ages back, all I see are a bunch of pseudo heavy metal deadheads. My dear God, what have you done? I hate you all, you totally suck. I want you all dead. But what's that with that? I jump out since the news, you blow your heads off. There's nothing I hate worse than living in a nightmare like the past. You'd think the artists and poets would have more self-respect than that, of confusing a past lifestyle with what I think it's supposed to be today. To live in the 60s all over and over again. I'd like to live in a world where there's no such culture shock, where a hobby's not a lifestyle and the genre doesn't suck. Still, I'd love to watch you follow your heroes to the grave. Yeah, even your Jerry Garcia's gratefully dead. I'm sorry, that wasn't me that killed him instead of a heart attack or a heroin OD or whatever it was that caused it.
Beautiful, Ted, man.
You know I'll never get a record contract.
You'll always be pure. Maybe you'll be broke and starving, but at any rate, you'll still be clean. Does that give you any consolation?
I'd rather not be broke and starving.
You know, if you weren't clean, you could eat the scabies. Like grubs.
My lizards eat their own skin.
I might eat your lizards.
Cool. I eat my cuticles.
Yeah, I do too. I eat all sorts of things that come off of myself. So, you know,
I'll eat your cuticles.
I am my produce stand.
Recycling is the way of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. I'll eat your produce.
Earwax isn't much as an adhesive, but as something for crackers, it's pretty good.
I'll eat your earwax.
Well, this is going nowhere fast. I'm going to play something by Chuck Key. Yes, yes, Sonic Manipulation Specialist.
Tell us something about Chuck Key.
Hey,
Chuck Key is in Augusta, Georgia, back over there making music. He's, I guess you could find him on mp3.com/Chuck Key. But this is one of his newest songs. It's pretty good. He's been doing a lot of this, using the Sonic Foundry's acid to play around with music. And this is one of the results right here.
I'll eat him too.
Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand. I want to have a long, 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 long,
mama, come dance with your daddy all night long.
that was really painful. You know, some things exist just to be deconstructed. And yeah, Doobie Brothers. That's nice.
Are you listening, you two?
What can you tell us about this one of your major opi?
Apparently, I was excited to find out today as I looked in the computer that apparently mp3.com, as of today, probably not tomorrow, but as of today, Loogies of Doom in Marietta is number one on their comedy list.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
With a pullet.
In Atlanta,
by Ted Man.
It's number five.
Mm-hmm.
So I am in the top 10 here. And in all the whole state of Georgia, it's number 11. So at least I'm in the top 20.
Where is Atlanta?
Atlanta is somewhere in the southeast of the United States of America.
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. Right on, Ted Man.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the general.
You never know. We might be sitting right in the middle of it.
I try to avoid it.
I was in the Army when that song popped into my head. To this day,
I
can't figure out why it popped into my head, but I decided to make a song of it, and there you go, you know.
Ted Man, Loogies of Doom. Here on WREK Atlanta, bringing you all your loogie needs since 19, yeah, whatever.
They come from the cities, yeah, they come from all around. In Klingon garb, Picard, or Star Wars robes, zap, face, stun. NFILK in the USA! NFILK in the USA! We'll be right back.
Good evening, patients, both in and out. This is Doc Ellis. I know I haven't spoken at you in quite some time. It's not because I don't care, it's just that I care more about other things. Anyway, I want to address that giant nerdy subset of our population. Late summer, early fall is usually a pretty geeky season after all, what with most athletes preoccupied and the days growing shorter, the mole people emerge. As always, I endeavor to provide you with insights necessary for the acquisition of certain survival skills. It's all about keeping your seed in play, people. Now, I know you like arbitrary patterns, so you should have no problem following this. And if you do, I'm sure you'll have no problem faking it. In this vein, it may be of some use to you to understand the nerd cycle. To start on a positive note, the early and mid-90s were a decade of the nerd. The rise of so-called alternative music, alternative movies, etc., and the unprecedented explosion of the NASDAQ, the nerd stock market. But no good thing lasts, and this was followed by the inevitable downturn, first culturally with the return of jock rock, and then financially with the ongoing dwindling of dot-com fortunes. No problem, right? We'll just bounce back next quarter. Not so fast, Four Eyes. Before we have that upturn, there are two more phases of the nerd cycle. The persecution and the revenge of the nerds. Don't believe me? Well, you should. If you know me at all, you know that I wouldn't even bring it up if it wasn't bad news. And the bad news is that we are entering the persecution phase of the nerd cycle. An egghead himself said it best, no less than President General Dwight David Eisenhower, when asked what the greatest threat to the national security was. His answer, eggheads. Of course, you objectivists are squealing, but listen.
Kazakh cops hammer counterculture. Almaty's police are resorting to torture in their war against
their
Kazakhstan's
burgeoning
army
of counterculture.
Alternative artists,
a cult devoted to Tolkien,
and
unconventional lifestyles infuriate them.
Psychologist Marina Levitskaya believes police violence is provoking desperation among youngsters, driving
the
many
ministry,
into depression,
however,
and some of the accusations of abuse of power by its officers.
Almaty's alternative community is about 45,000 strong, according to unofficial figures. It's not only their unconventional dress sense that antagonizes the police, but their unconventional public behavior.
Though
the police
say
it may
incite
public
unrest,
the fact that they look different.
One well-known Kazakh artist said, "The
every
police hate alternative art
police
for different reasons.
Unusual art
they hate
places.
Tolkien followers for their conventions, where they dress up as their favorite Tolkien
we
characters."
"We are perfectly legal," said Vitaly.
"We spend most
follower.
Of our time in the mountains. We only hold conventions
it's
in the city
lifestyle.
Twice a year.
The police don't like it.
But we aren't going to stop.
It's our entire life.
The question is, why are the police so determined to outlaw the counterculture?"
A sociologist, Dmitry Avilkin, no relation, said the lower echelons of the law enforcement hierarchy are naturally
averse to the
Almaty police department.
Unwittingly confirmed this observation.
"Their crazy looks and behavior annoy me,"
he said.
"If I had my way, I would put those lowlifes away, cut their hair and goatees, dress them in normal clothes, and make them go get a job."
"I'm talking to you, Mr. Portly American."
Does this mean that Bill Gates will be chased into the Puget Sound by villagers with torches? We'll see. We'll see. The good news is that once you survive the persecution, I should say if you survive the persecution, you will be in the golden time, the revenge of the nerds. And no, it's not the Columbine thing. I have it on good word that the inevitable taste of gun oil that lies at the end of this path is not so sweet, no matter how high the body count. No, nerds need love too, perhaps even most of all. The revenge of the nerd is to make them love you. Make those palookas admit that they need you, and that they are in awe of your creation. Whether it is the molecule-sized processor recently built by IBM, or that freaky movie it took you 10 years and 2 marriages to make. But be warned, even though the revenge of the nerds is followed by a brief Nerdensian bliss, the cycle does cycle on. Oh, and don't expect to hold on to those toys of yours. Your fabulous invention will be a great weapon. I'm talking to you, Einstein. And that freaky movie of yours will ultimately be remembered for its spin-off, the rather bland morning cartoon, and its subsequent paraphernization. Ah, but I could point out arbitrary bits of history to quasi-prove my point all night. So, hold that egghead high, but not too high, and don't stick that pencil neck out for just anything. Lean times coming up! But maybe someday the geeks shall inherit the earth. Or maybe we'll just have to take it. Good night.
Oh, that was wicked, Dr. Ellis. You're always to blame for everything that goes wrong here at the funhouse, as usual.
Yes.
Yeah, we love Doc Ellis just for that.
Yes, we do.
No, yes.
The evil. Everything evil can be blamed from one source.
DragonCon has geeks. DragonCon has geeks.
Yes.
Nerds and geeks.
DragonCon is geeks, nerds.
Geeks, well, nerds. But also beautiful people.
Well,
obsessions.
Yeah,
beautiful people.
Obsessions.
And former child porn stars.
Yeah, obsessions.
Don't forget the women who turned their heads around when they were little.
Linda Blair?
Yeah.
No.
I asked Linda Blair what she was doing movie-wise, and she couldn't really say. You know, she was giving us this jargon about, you know, the movie business, which I understand. Having
you got jarred?
He got jarred.
Well, I like a good jargon.
You heard a song, Jarg!
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you expect when you go to Jargon Con? Bimbo's finally getting sharp, not a chance.
La, 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 la. So, what about redheads?
Redheads. I was going to take the opportunity to rave about something that's been up my butt for a while.
I can smell it.
Yeah, you know, I love Bob. I hold Bob to my bosom every chance I get.
Who wants to taste it?
And hey, there's even room in there for the pipe, too, but... somebody gets up my tailpipes. Is that damn Connie? Connie does not work for me as a concept.
No.
Connie is more like a wife, you know, than a pal or a girlfriend or a floozy.
Well, like you said, you can't get the con out of Connie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's right there in the name.
I had never noticed.
It was just eating at me about how
in your butt.
Yeah, in my butt.
It was eating at you.
This nagging discontent, and I realized maybe that's it. There's so much Con and Connie, and it's really nice to see, you know, some genius girls getting this girl power thing going. But you know, Connie is not a good role model. Connie.
You're getting behind a trophy wife there. You should find out who his mistresses are and maybe see what kind of dirt's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, well, exactly. I've got somebody that I'd like to nominate to take Connie's place. A more functional female deity for the Church of the Subgenius. Dr. Topper has a candidate.
Who's Connie?
Oh, that's what I think everyone should be saying, and they should be saying... Hey, we know Colleen better.
Yeah, Colleen. Red-haired goddess of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, I don't know what to say. I mean,
well,
the whole thing about Colleen is she is the perfect, what Bob would want, not, you know, what Bob has to put up with.
Yeah.
Does Colleen have a website? Can I look at naked pictures of Colleen?
Ooh, not yet, no.
No, that's too bad.
Not without looking at naked pictures of Bob.
Well, good, they've already hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen is not of Bob. She is Bobbly, but she is definitely her own entity, her own deity. I'd rather cotton to her. Yeah, we'll be doing the that panel tomorrow at Dragon Con at 8:30.
Yeah.
I guess I ought to be pimping that. I'm not one for self-promotion. I usually just let
be
it lie there. But yeah, we're going to be at Dragon Con 8:30 tomorrow in some blighted meeting room trying to think up more crap to say, and hopefully we won't be as feeble as we are tonight.
We'll have some CDs to give away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Candy.
Yeah.
I'll take a nap.
Well, answer whatever stupid questions you think you have to ask us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. We could tell you more about this red heresy.
Yes.
This Colleen, of course, is a redhead.
If I'm going to commit heresy, ooh, let it be red.
Is it the hair on the head?
Smash on good old Colleen.
Did she nail her feces to the door?
Mm-hmm.
96? 96
feces. It's my favorite oldie song.
Question mark.
Yeah, and the Mysterians. I don't hear you. I know, but I can be maybe heard.
Do feces taste as good going in as loogies?
Dr. Bugbladder is making radio magic away from the microphone. I apologize.
It's ironic, isn't it?
Very.
Very.
Well, come over here and magicalize.
Well, I was getting behind you, but I felt bad because you had that thing in your butt.
Oh, well, if you'd pull it out, there'd be room for everyone.
That's why it's a gangbang show.
Radio magic, people.
Coming up.
Any room for the rest of us?
I need the probe.
Mmm. Don't you have a bigger one?
Not with me.
Could you, like, tie some of them together?
That's not the probe, is it?
No.
Doctor.
That's a rather probing question, Ted Man.
Hey, I know something that's really entertaining.
I didn't mean to sound so intrusive.
That's a hell of a segue.
I hear something you really want to hear.
Hey, why don't we just drag the microphone next door where the support group
is?
Get
off my ass!
That sounds like my idea of a good time.
Hello, hello. I would like to start by thanking you all for attending Gamers Anonymous Youth Encounter Situational Therapy.
Let us be clear that we are here by the discretion of the court system.
Well, yes, of course. But I want you boys to feel at home here. I need you to relax and open up to me. Well, let's start by introducing ourselves and our characters. Jason, go!
I am Jason. I am proficient at a number of martial arts. My character is Superion, a level 10 paladin. His steed is the white mare Phalasis. I wear plus 10 holy armor, and my primary weapon is the enchanted broadsword Razor Shaft.
Good! Thank you, Jason. I wonder how you came up with...
I'm Spaz! Everyone calls me that because I'm a Spaz! I'm Dristan, the thief. Killed my way up to level 5. I have a cloak of invisibility and a bag of holding for my quivers full of flaming arrows and a long bow of burning.
Dubious.
Spaz! Thank you. Thank you for your input. Now we're opening up. Okay, Matthew, now you share.
I'm Blort the Elven Cleric.
It should be noted for the record that Blort is technically my property.
Yeah. And I'm a level 4.
No, he is level 3. You will find a notation at the bottom of his character sheet here, referencing this table detailing the experience point tax system, and a further reiteration of the article stating that Blort is mine for all perpetuity throughout the universe, and is thereby prohibited from owning property.
Jason, this is Matt's time. Go ahead, Matt.
I don't know.
What does your character do, Matt?
I heal the other guy's burns and diseases. And one time, at band camp, this girl tied my ankles to the bedpost.
Yeah, we know. I do it. My mom said that just because you try to do it to yourself doesn't make you gay.
Spaz! Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I think we all need a little more respect for one another's boundaries.
Well.
And a little less, maintenance of our own territories. I'm talking to you, Spaz.
I was told that there would be gaming.
Yes, good. Super Jason. Way to keep your eye on the ball. Now, as you should know already, in our gaming sessions, we are going to be taking your characters into the most frightening realm of all.
Asgard?
You might, but no. The most frightening realm of all is the realm of everyday life.
I fail to see the merit of this exercise.
Listen. I know, in theory, how hard it can be for nerds such as yourselves.
Excuse me, I must protest your hypocrisy.
Yeah, damn right! You're just like us!
Now, boys, respect my space. The fact of the matter is that I am very well adjusted.
I see. Then you will have no problem telling us what book you're reading in your leisure time.
Hey, no. We're going to conquer this realm, boys. Each one of you in your own way. Okay, let's relax with a little bit of Russian folk music. Let's close our eyes. Yes, you too, Jason. Okay, now, it doesn't matter who owns who or who reads Gaylord's dissociative patterns of repressed homosexuals in the bathtub at night. Let's focus on our characters. Ask yourself, how am I going to earn my experience points? Now visualize yourself earning those points. Precious experience. Now you notice a fog swirling around you. Thick fog is all you can see until, gradually, it begins to clear. And you are in the shower after gym class. There are a number of your classmates there in the shower, under the hot water, naked, of course. The hot steam rising off of their young, soft skin. The first bristles of manhood sprouting on...
Hey guys, look! There's a hole in there! There's a hole that lets you see into the girls' shower room!
Stand aside, Kerr, that I may gaze.
No way, man! This chick looks like Britney Spears!
Okay, boys, no!
Stand aside, or I shall slay thee.
Hey! Time out! Now the other boys are all looking at you.
I guess my distraction spell.
I'm sorry, you can't. It doesn't work.
Hey, you didn't even roll!
I must officially protest this guided adventure.
Oh, okay, let's not lose it here, people. I know the rules as well as you. Let's see, I roll a...
It's a 6. The spell works. Our feeble-minded so-called peers turn back to their intellectual sloth. Now I must insist upon my equal time at yon purveyance.
Okay, Jason, okay. You bend over to have your looky-loo, but all you see is darkness, and then there's a terrible burning in your eyes. You're blind, Superion.
I specifically stated that my visor was down.
No, Superion. Your eyes are on fire. Blort and Dristan, as Superion clutches at his burning eyes, a terrible albino serpent slithers out of the wall, spitting its acidic venom.
Get it off! My eyes, you fool! Get it off my eyes!
Okay, time out. Cut! Okay! That's it for this scenario!
I must protest any impact against my hit points. As I said, my visor was clearly down, and this could be nothing more than a topical inflammation.
Okay, Jason. That's over now. You're healed.
By what mechanism?
Matt heals you. I don't know. You're fine. What I want to focus on is the lesson. Did we learn a valuable lesson, Matt?
Don't look in the hole!
Good. Very good. Jason?
Your gaming skills are sadly lacking.
Jason, no. I want you to live with this scenario until our one-on-one. You need these lessons, young man. It's important for...
I learned that you always follow your gut. I knew I should have stuck my thing in there for Britney Spears.
But Spaz, the albino serpent would have got you.
I'll bet it would have been worth it for Britney Spears.
Okay, team. I don't know if we're quite connecting here. You boys must cooperate with the course of the therapy if we are going to get anywhere with your treatment.
Your methods are questionable at best.
No, Jason, you're wrong, and I'll prove it. Here, this is a tape from another group session.
Okay, boys, you return to the slave galley, once again noticing the fine physiques of your fellow captives. Kvakne, there is a note on your pillow from the friendly captain, inviting you up to his quarters after grub. Do you accept this generous invitation?
No way! I'm not leaving the party! Last time I did that, you sicked that old Psyworm on me. If that friendly Minotaur hadn't sucked the poison out, I would have been a goner for sure.
Listen, boys. You must cooperate with the course of the therapy if we are going to get...
Okay, boys, I'm seeing a pattern. I tell you what, I'll meet you halfway in our next scenario.
I believe that I am most qualified to act as Game Master.
What? No, Jason, I am the master, and don't you forget it. And if you ever want to go home, you will enact my scenarios. Are you with me, guys? What do you say?
Under duress, I shall continue.
Come on, let's go. I came to rape and pillage.
Good attitude, Spaz. Matt?
Okay.
Yes, okay. Your party has been invited to a fabulous ball at the Duke's castle. You wind your way along the torch-lit path.
I'm grabbing torches, all of them.
No, Dristan, you don't need, the torches are secured to the poles, permanently.
Damn it!
you proceed to the entrance of a fabulous castle, all decked out with wreaths and colored lights.
I'm not going in!
Well, Matt, Blort, you can, do that, or, not. You can hear music and laughter from inside. You can smell the sumptuous aroma of the delicious feast. Doesn't that make you want to go in, Blort?
I'll wait outside.
Oh, okay, fine. But keep in mind that this will impact your experience points. But as you wish. How about the rest of the party?
Hell yes, I'm getting in there. That guy's probably rich.
I proceed into the keep at a comfortable pace.
Good, good, team. You enter the palace, passing through a lavish white hallway, through a gauntlet of muscular servants who, pat you down. For weapons.
Unhand me, ruffian, or I shall dispatch you to the underworld.
Okay, let's move on. You enter a giant ballroom full of people of all races and, species.
I shall venture forth to woo the maidens.
Hell yeah, hey! There's a chick who looks like Christina Aguilera! I'm gonna bend her over!
No, Spaz. She doesn't want to be bent over right now. Why don't you try talking to her?
Oh, hell! I'm gonna see what kind of food they have.
Excuse me, do I woo or not?
Yes, Superion. You have engaged a beautiful maiden in conversation. Matt, what are you doing outside?
Nothing.
Blort, a friendly wizard approaches you and wants to know why you're sad.
I'm going upstairs.
Okay, Spaz. Blort, why are you sad?
Go away!
Is there discussion of a dowry?
Yes, Superion. She is the daughter of the Duke, and he offers, a million gold pieces.
I shall consult the local oracle regarding his offer.
Yes, Superion, you do that. Blort, this wizard wants to be your friend. What do you say?
You can't touch me! I'm Toad on my force field! My Uncle Chester taught me that spell!
Hey, I'm gonna snag this tapestry!
No, Dristan. It has a spell of... attachment. Blort, you're not being very nice to the wizard.
Excuse me, would you say that this maiden is the Mandy Moore type, or more of a Jessica Simpson?
They're twins, Superion. One looks like your first one, and the other is the other one. Blort, the wizard says that he has a special cure for sad elves. Does that sound good, Blort?
I don't know.
Sure you do. The wizard says that whenever an elf is sad, all he has to do is play with the wizard's sword.
A sword?
Yes, Matt, that's it. Way to go. A sword. A, two-handed, flaming sword with two pale jewels set into a, an alabaster handle. Cool, huh?
Guys, I got Christina Aguilera's panties. I got them on my head.
No way, Buster. You do not. Christina Aguilera doesn't wear any panties.
This is lame, guys. I'm firing my arrows. Ha! I'm Dristan, the bringer of fire. Feel the sting of my flaming arrow.
Fire. I summon my faithful steed, Phaelicis. I shall take 2 million gold pieces, one for each sister. Mandy shall serve as my bathing wench until I tire of her. And as for the Simpson hag, I shall peddle her to the moors at my first opportunity.
I hack the wizard with his own sword! I hack the wizard with his own
sword! Time out, gang! Okay, group! Okay! I think we are finished for today. I don't mind telling you that I am a little disappointed and very, very frustrated by today's group. I want you all back here tomorrow for a special session. Hey, team, there's no groaning in my world, so get your rears in gear. See you tomorrow, gang.
I'd rather he just used a non-player character.
Thank you, doctors at the Lymph Node Institute.
We've all been there. Court ordered or not.
I haven't.
Yet. Yetis.
Yeti.
What was that about? Can we run that again? But the guys in the disco party bus might like it.
It's a thought. Well, maybe they're picking us up on their fillings right now.
They're close enough.
They're going to go
nuts. Cashing more than us on their fillings right now.
If they haven't already shot themselves after hearing Loogies of Doom in their teeth, then I don't know. Tastes better going in.
The bus is bound to plunge. I read about somebody that collected news items about bus plunges, and ever since that, I started noticing they invariably seem to plunge. They plunge into ravines, down embankments, into crowds.
I noticed that about butt plungers.
Do they fall off the Empire State Building?
Well, if they're hauled up there.
They plunge.
But let's talk about the latest craze of the year 2002. Kitty snatching. It's gone around everywhere.
The FBI would like you to know that despite the recent yellow journalism, child abductions have been on the decrease since 1998.
But now shark attacks are on the rise.
Yeah, sharks, okay.
I can see a causal relationship there.
Sure. It's a holocausal relationship.
You think...
It's...
We'll let that sink in a little.
2 a.m. almost. Do you know where your shark is?
Well, we've got 10 more minutes of show to fill.
10 more minutes of radio magic.
Yes.
Let's throw on Sharky's machine.
We want sharks.
Why don't we throw in some Dutch metal?
Yeah!
Psychoplasma with Masters of Your Brain. Unlike us.
Kids. We want sharks.
That was good. That filled in more time.
I wish the mic was on a second ago where they could have heard Doc Ellis say, "All I did was touch it." Record needle. I didn't...
What?
It was dead when I got there.
It's about the same size.
Why, you...
Crappy belated birthday to you. Crappy belated birthday to you. Crappy belated birthday, Doc Ellis.
He's 85 years old.
Blah, blah, blah,
85
blah, blah, blah.
Years young, Doctor.
That's right.
You're only as old as your colostomy bag.
I'm only as old as the blood of the people I consume.
You better get some youngsters.
Those are blood sausages.
Ah, let's hear a little more Chuck Key. Ah!
Dancing, baby. Bass. sing. Dancing bass, bass, dancing, bass, dancing, 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 bass, dancing, sing, bass, dancing, bass, dancing, bass, sing, 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 daddy, sing, daddy, sing, bass, sing, bass, sing, bass, sing, bass, sing, bass, sing, bass, sing, daddy, sing, daddy, sing, bass, sing, bass, sing, daddy, sing.
Chuck Key for that. So.
What an evening.
Yeah, what an evening.
What a country.
I'd like to thank the lovely Lymph Node Institute for coming in tonight to bail me out when it was my week to do the show. I didn't realize that, did you, boys?
We'd like to thank the lovely you for having us.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, lovely you.
Yes, yes. I like being you. Notice I haven't identified myself, and I don't anymore. It works. It works good for me.
I don't identify with
works
myself.
Well.
Could be worse. You could be me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good God.
Hey, did you say What a Country? Was that Yakov Smirnoff's old TV show?
did he have a TV show?
They gave him one, yeah.
That's not good.
When he was the flavor of the minute in 89 or something?
Yeah, during 90. the height of evil empire propaganda.
So we're getting some feedback here.
Yeah. Oh, people keep calling? Good.
That's odd.
Yeah,
there's some odd screeching.
Cool.
That you don't get to hear because you don't have headphones on.
Oh. Well,
oh,
I'll get to hear
way.
Them. He's got those
fillings. Maybe that's a plan, huh?
We have a plan?
Yeah.
We got the subliminals in the feedback.
Subliminables?
And the hiss.
Mm-hmm.
Subliminables. Mm-hmm. Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. I've got fillings.
How?
Always tell us a little about
nothing,
that.
Nothing more than fillings.
Oh, that's right. Fillings, like a pie, fillings. Like a sweet mm-hmm. pie. Ted, you are the filling of Atlanta's sweet pie.
You are the filling of my pie.
Don't tell me, I'll tell you.
And that's why I stuck my...
And maybe it's time that Bob's Slack Time Funhouse lurches off into that inevitable horizon.
Poor
and, yeah, we need to keep ourselves fresh because of that panel.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Panel.
Tomorrow
8:30.
Evening.
8:30. Be there. Fabulous prizes.
Yeah, right.
Or be not there.
Well, if you already got a pass and everything, show up.
Be there with their thumbs.
And as if... As if the show hasn't shown it, I'm no longer spontaneous, when I'm live, but at least I will be bringing the cleavage.
Well, I don't know what to
do. So I will at least be a visual act.
I don't know what to do when I'm not digitally editing myself.
I've caught you at that, and I wondered what it was.
That's diddling. not digitally.
No, he was using his fingers.
Well, yeah.
Oh, digits.
What a good boy am I. Yeah, well, I think the show just hit the reef here.
Okay. We're going to go belly up.
That's okay, the listeners did before it started.
And if they're smart, there are none of them left now.
Or they're just letting it seep into their unconscious minds as they snooze. Snooze away, little man.
We love it when you sleep through the show and just absorb.
Makes our job that much easier.
Absorb of the geeks.
Well, thanks again.
Good night, seekers.
You know you love it.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com.
Okay, and this is the part where I'm supposed to be doing this, and then I do this, and we're off.
Stereo WREK, Atlanta.